I am so stressed. That's the topic of today's Find a Way Daily. This is David Kesey, the head coach and founder of the league. And sit back and relax and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Oh my God, I'm so stressed. I feel like I'm getting burnt out. Oh my gosh, I'm just so fatigued and tired. You ever said this to yourself? I know at some point you have, because if you're listening to this podcast, it's likely that you are an achiever. You're a high achiever. You are somebody who's a go-getter. That's usually the people that listen to these kinds of things, right? Like I listen to podcasts too. I tend to be a go-getter. And if you are a go-getter, it is likely that you are very hard on yourself. I mean, let's be honest. Is anybody in your life harder on you than you? But here's the thing you got to know. If that was the answer, if beating yourself up was the answer, we would all be rich, fit, and happy and you know, have the life of our dreams. But it doesn't work. There are times for inner accountability where you say, you know what, I said I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But here's really what I want to get through to you on this, because I have noticed that in times of my life, when I have breakdown and I feel burnt out, there's one of two things happening. Number one, I either lost focus on my purpose, right? Is that it? Did you lose focus on your purpose and you forgot why you were doing all this? And when you did that, once the purpose was gone, of course, that's a lot of stuff to do for nothing. So you got to get focused back on your purpose. But the other thing that causes it, the thing that causes us to feel burnt out, is the reality that you've created with your language. It's the reality that you've created being so attached to the consequences that are going to happen. Let me give you an example. When you start to say things like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Oh my God, you know, they shouldn't be doing that. You know, this isn't right. Somebody cuts you off. You start yelling at them. That's called resistance. That's you resisting stuff. And I got to tell you, resisting things is exhausting. It's exhausting. So there's two things that are happening if you feel stressed. One, you are creating a fatigue by the way that you're relating to the things that are happening in your life. You are not a victim. Nothing is happening to you. Things are happening, and then you are putting a meaning on them, and it's stressing you out. Essentially, you're getting attached to a certain way that you thought it should be, and when things don't go the way that you think they should to get the outcome that you want, you start to make them wrong. But I'm telling you right now that if you will let that go, you'll become less stressed. And if you become less stressed, all of a sudden you don't feel like you're getting burnt out. You know, I had a mentor of mine tell me one time, anytime you have emotion or drama in your business, it is a sign of business immaturity. Blew my mind. That quote, I can remember to this day. I was told that by my mentor like 7 years ago. Anytime there is drama or emotion in your business, it is a sign of a lack of business maturity. Ouch. But we got to look at that, right? Because if you look at some of the greatest, now this excludes Steve Jobs, right? He was a little bit emotional. But if you look at all the other ones on the whole, most CEOs that are running businesses, they're not emotionally attached. They are just doing their thing and it's business as usual. Because when you get emotional, you start not thinking right. You start not thinking clearly. You start doing things that you wouldn't normally do, and that sends you into breakdown. Essentially, what I'm telling you is, the second you start resisting situations in your business, situations in your life, other people, the second you start resisting, you have now gotten on the path to breakdown. And the more you stay there resisting, when I realized this, I can see a direct correlation every time my life is going into breakdown. I can see is because I'm resisting things. And what happens is I resist one little thing. Somebody cuts me off and I'm like, oh, I can't believe they cut me off. That's ridiculous. And then it's another thing I resist. Then another thing. Then another thing. Then all of a sudden, my entire world with my language and thoughts I have created as this is the worst life on the face of the planet. That's how our minds are designed. They're wired like that. When you leave your mind on autopilot, it defaults to the negative. I hope you understand. Like, when you leave your mind on autopilot, it defaults to the negative. Don't ask me why. I wasn't around when those decisions were made, when we developed those things in our DNA. But what I'll tell you is, the reason you're so stressed out is because you are accepting a reality that puts you as the victim. And here's what I want you to ask yourself. The things you're saying to yourself, the thoughts you're having about your reality, whether it's in your business or your relationship or wherever, are those true? I want you to start to interrogate this reality that you started to describe. Is that true? This thing that's happening in my business, this sucks. Is that true? Is your life really that bad? Or if I take comparison, you know, likely, if you're listening to this podcast, your life likely doesn't suck. People whose lives are, you know, brutal and not in good shape, they're not listening to a podcast trying to get better in their business and life. It is likely that your life is friggin' amazing and you're just not acknowledging it. So I want you to begin to interrogate your reality by asking yourself a couple questions. When you make a statement like, this is so stressful, I want you to ask yourself, is that true? And your mind, your ego will probably say, yes, that is true. And then I want you to ask the second question. Can I prove for 100% certainty that without doubt, this is true? And the answer will probably be no to one of those first two questions. And what you will realize is you are making stuff up. You are literally coming up with it off the top of your head, and you're designing a reality that makes you the victim. And the third question I want you to ask yourself is this. How does that make you feel believing that thought or that sentence that you just said? How does it make you feel? You have a choice in every moment with your thoughts and language. You can either make yourself the victim, or you can make yourself the hero. Life can either be happening to you or it can be happening for you. This is either a situation that's beating me up or this is a situation that is helping me grow. Which one will you choose? In any moment, you have that kind of decision. What I want to invite you to do is really become aware. That's the word to write down. Really start to raise your level of awareness around what you are saying and put it under a microscope and say, is that true? And start to interrogate your reality. You might even want to ask yourself questions like this. Where does that come from? Like, how did I come up with that? You ever say that to your kids? Where did you get that? Right? Like, well, there's places you got stuff. Where did you get that? Where did you come up with that you're not good enough? Where did you come up with that you feel that you look fat? Where'd you come up with that? Where'd you come up with, I'm not disciplined? Put that under the microscope. Prove to me that's true. And what you will find is that almost everything you say is made up. So why wouldn't you choose something that makes you feel powerful, something that makes you feel like something's possible, rather than making you feel helpless? It's just in your language. It's just in your thoughts. You can literally change your reality in a moment by changing your thoughts and changing your language and start to speak. You know what? I feel good. I'm going through this situation right now. This is helping me grow. That's how diamonds were made, right? They had a lot of pressure under them, the same kind of pressure I'm going through right now. You know what I like to tell myself, honestly? I like to tell myself this. Whenever I'm going through the struggle, I love it. I love the struggle. I love being the underdog. Anybody who knows me knows that when I'm playing a game or anything like that, I like to be underestimated. I love it. I've been underestimated my entire life. When I was 8 years old, I died. I wasn't supposed to live. Not only was I not supposed to live, I wasn't supposed to be able to talk or remember anything. Got hit by a drunk driver, died, went into a three-day coma, woke up 3 days later, wasn't supposed to remember anything, remembered everything. Supposed to be able to talk. I'm a professional speaker today. I love it when I'm doubted, when I'm the underdog. What about you? Do you make being the underdog mean you're going to lose? Because I make it mean I'm going to win. It's all in your language. It's all in how you choose to see it in any given moment. And I want to invite you on this podcast to start to put your language under interrogation and start to put your thoughts under interrogation with the three questions I asked you. Number one, is that true? Number two, can you prove for 100% certainty that that is always true? And number three, how does that make you feel believing that thought? And actually, I want to add one more. What could you change that thought or sentence to make you the hero instead of the victim? All right, that's all I got for you today on Find a Way Daily. Hope you enjoyed this. If there's somebody that you think that could use this, I would be grateful if you forwarded it on to them. And I'm also very, very ridiculously grateful that you listen to this podcast. If you haven't subscribed, I'd love it if you did. And if you haven't followed me on Facebook or Instagram or any of that stuff, come say hi. Until next time, go out there every single day and go find a way to win.